Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for our partners all over this world, from the top of it to the bottom of it and all the way around. And particularly those in Africa, all over Africa. And, oh, Father, just I hold them up to you for prayer, for blessing, for the word, and to heal their bodies and whatever they need today. In Jesus' name, amen. Back in May of this year, I preached at a pastor's conference in Faith Tabernacle Church in Nigeria, there in Canaan land. Today's message came from the big church, and I'm talking about the big church. Seating capacity, well, 50,000 plus. There's room for 100,000 in the overflow tents outside. My first service on Sunday morning was, we got there in the rain, and people were standing out in the rain waiting to get in. I'm telling you, these are church people. It was so strong in there. I'm telling you, it was so strong in there. I can go on and on, but I want you to experience it. Get your Bible and join us as we learn how Jesus bore this whole thing for you.
Open your Bibles with me this morning to 1 John, the 4th chapter, please, and verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Listen to this. Because as he, Jesus, as he is, so are we in this world. My, my, my. There is no fear in love. Well, of course there's no fear in love. God is love. Say it. God is love. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. Now, notice we have known, but that's not enough. We have known and believed the love. Amen. We have known and believed the love. We have faith in God who is love, then we have faith in love. Most people, I'm talking about Christian people now, most Christian people, if you were to ask them, do you believe God loves you? They would say, well, of course I believe he loves me. But in the middle of the night, when fever comes, a child is sick, oh God, why did you let this happen to me? Love never made your baby sick. Love didn't allow your baby to be sick. You allowed your baby to be sick because God, who is love, has put the authority over sickness and disease in your heart and in your mouth. Amen. Instead of standing there, oh, I just don't understand why God put this on me. Oh, shut up. Just shut up. God is love. Would you ever put sickness on your baby? Well, how much more? A loving God would never, ever put sickness on anybody. God has never made but one person sick. God has never made but one person poor. That person was Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. And he laid your and my sickness and disease upon him. Love did that. Love and the Son of his love did that. Not only that, love himself went to hell, my brother and sister, where we don't have to go. Isn't that good? You ought to be shouting by now. Love went to hell where I don't have to go. But he didn't stay there but 3 days and nights. And love broke open the bowels of hell. The mighty power of his word went coursing down through the eons of time and hit Jesus while he was suffering and looked like he was destroyed. Ah, but the word of the living God came through there and said, that's enough. That's enough. Jesus was manifested in the flesh in Bethlehem, but he was made alive in the spirit in the pit of hell. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, the Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, the fourth verse said, he was so marred, he didn't even look human. And in their suffering, been made a curse for us. For cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on you and me. But in the depth of hell, deeper in the pit than any man had ever gone before or ever will go, because he bore it all. Amen? Amen. And in that pit, the word of the living God, you can read it in the first chapter of the book of Hebrews. And to the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever. And again I will be a father unto him, and again he shall be my son. Hallelujah. The first man to ever be born again. He is no longer the only begotten Son of God. In the first chapter of Hebrews, it said again, when God, who is love. See, every time you hear the word God, you need to think love. And every time you think love and hear love, you need to think God. Amen. Yeah. He's called the firstborn. You didn't get it. I said he's not the only begotten. He's called the firstborn from the dead. Oh, the firstborn of many brethren. Hallelujah. If there's a firstborn, they got to be a secondborn and a thirdborn. And you and me are in there somewhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be shouting amen by now? Glory to God. God, who is love, think about this. There is nothing, no thing that you can do to cause God, who is love, to love you any less. Let me ask you a question. When God created the earth, what did he say? He saw that it was good. It was good. Now, if God is going to put sickness and disease on you, where is he going to get it? There's not any in heaven. Jesus said, pray ye, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, that means that it's God's will for you to be healed all the time, every time, because there's no sickness in heaven. On what day did he create cancer? Well, of course not. He did. Love would never have created cancer. Cancer came from the darkness. Cancer came from sin. Nobody had sinned or died until Adam sinned and died. There was no sin. There was no death. There was no sickness. There were no storms and violent weather. There were no wars. All sin, sickness, disease, and fear were brought into the human family because of the hatred that Satan has for mankind. And Jesus went to hell and redeemed us from that sin because of his great love for mankind. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to be shouting amen right along in here. Now then, in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, shall we look there, please? Romans chapter 8, in the 15th verse. Now remember, we read, perfected love cast out fear. Now fear can be managed. There are people that are afraid to fly in an airplane, but fly in it anyway. Or in other words, manage the fear. Some people have never even learned how to manage the fear. But we're not talking about managing fear. We're talking about casting it out, getting rid of it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And he said here, we have not received the spirit of bondage. Say it, spirit of bondage, again to fear. Fear, and we'll see it in a moment, is bondage. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry. We're supposed to be crying this. We're supposed to be shouting this. We're supposed to be laughing for the joy of this. You ought to say this at least 100 times a day. We have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The word Abba means loving father, loving daddy, the one who loves me and cares for me. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. As you see, I can't stay up there. I got to get down here where I can talk to you. Praise God. No. We're not afraid of our father. No. The first time I ever read that in the 17th chapter of John, that God loves me as much as he does Jesus, I thought, what? Can I say that? See, I didn't know. All I had was a religious mind. And religious people are afraid of God. As if he's just sitting there waiting, you know, just to... I'm going to tell you something. Somebody said, you better watch out. God's going to get you for that. My brother and sister, if God ever got you, there wouldn't be nothing left. They just say, what is that greasy spot right there? Oh, that's where that guy was that got God. No, he's a loving father. You know why it's impossible to please him without faith? Because without faith, there's no grace. And without grace, he can't bless you. He's a blessing God. That's the reason he remembers our sins no more. He said, for my own sake, I remember your sins and iniquities no more. I said, Lord, you mean for my sake? He said, no. He said, for my sake. He said, you want to remember ugly stuff about your children? I said, no. He said, well, I don't want to remember anything ugly about you either, boy. He said, in fact, if I remember your sins, I can't bless you. And love wants to bless all the time. He loves you and he wants to bless you. But think about it. Think about it. You ought to be thinking about it every day. Every morning when you get up, you ought to say, Abba. Oh, Abba, my loving father. I love you today. And I cry. Hallelujah. I've got a father. I have a father. I have a father. Oh, I have a father. And he loves me. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why?
Because he's with me. Thou with me. The servant that hath comforted me.
Yeah, and he's the biggest thing in the valley. And hey, may I ask you a question? Have you ever seen the shadow of a dog bite anybody? This is not the valley of death. It's the valley of the shadow of death. There ain't nothing to be afraid of a shadow. That's just the devil trying to spook you around, man, and say, ooh. He said, I'm going to kill you. You can say, ha, 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 ha. Did you know that scriptural? The word says that God sits in the heaven, who is my father, sits in the heavens laughing. Come on. He sits in the heavens laughing at the devil. Now, does it say this or does it not? That we have been raised up together with him to sit together with him. If we sit together with him, we can laugh at the devil with him. Oh, that'll get joy all over you, brother. And the joy of the Lord is his strength. If you've been too weak, you're lacking in joy. Oh, Brother Copeland, I don't see nothing funny. Well, go look in the mirror. You'll laugh at that. Look at yourself. See, you can laugh by faith, whether you feel anything or not. Ha, ha, ha. Devil. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. You think I'm sick, but I'm not. Ha, 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 ha. You think I've got pain in my body, but I don't. By faith, I don't have any pain. I have a daddy. I have a healer. I have faith in God who is love. Ha, ha, ha.
Welcome to the Toronto Victory Campaign, everybody!
I've been looking forward to this meeting for a long, long time.
Praise God, it's good to be back in Toronto. What a place to be. What a time to be here.
You're born of and after the forever spirit. You're born to greatness, eternal life has been imparted in here.
It was really exciting when I walked in. I was like my mouth was, I was so like overwhelmed. Like, and the worship, I actually like felt the presence, like the Spirit of God, like in the room. That's how like powerful it was.
The Holy Ghost is always here. You always feel His presence. And it's just, it's life changing.
Where the word of the Lord has been preached, faith has been preached, love has been preached, that's where you need to be.
If you want to draw closer to the Lord, come to this meeting.
You and Jesus are exactly alike. You're not a little like Him. You are exactly like Him. You are as much like Jesus as Adam was like God. Hallelujah. You were recreated in Christ Jesus by the Word of the living God. Hallelujah.
Every single time we've been to an event, we know something has happened and we have walked away just... Our lives have been changed and transformed.
You better be here, nowhere else. The things what you grab from here, it's so powerful.
The Lord spoke something to me that has forever changed my thinking. He said, there is something about it when people who know how to use their faith come together to pray.
Take the limits off your church. Take the limits off your ministries. Take the limits off your life. I believe I'm increasing in supernatural wealth transfer. Increase, increase, increase. Give God praise.
Jesus, who is the healer, does not heal you because you have faith. He heals you because He loves you.
I could not walk without thinking of my feet.
You got it. Praise God.
This is a great opportunity. I'm going to cherish it for a very long time.
There will be an explosion across Canada. I truly believe it.
Thank you for all that you're doing for Canada. We love you and we love the passion and the hunger and the thirst that you have for God and what you're pouring out to others.
The joy of the Lord is my strength, Mr. Devil. I'm laughing at you. I'm laughing at your cancer. I'm laughing at everything you are and everything you do. Jesus whipped you and brought you to naught. You're a zero. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. God sits in the heavens and laughs at you. And we've been raised up to sit with Him in heavenly places. And by the Lord God, if I sit with Him, I'll laugh with Him. Now, Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, but I want to get this in case I run out of time or something. You can go to our website, kcm.org. You can watch all of these services, the whole thing at one time. So I wanted you to know that because if I was you, I'd do it. Praise God. Now then, offering day on Friday always is. And Father, we pray over this offering today according to Your Word, and we pray for the people. Reveal to the people what You would have them do concerning the finances and the outreach of this ministry and their part in it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Galatians chapter 6. Let him that's taught in the Word communicate or respond together unto him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Today, I wanted you to see, as this ministry, we spend a lot of time overseas. We just got back from Lima, Peru, and we were in Africa. We're going to Bogota, Colombia. We just have meetings of all, some little small meetings, some great huge meetings. But I wanted you to see what you're sowing into in the name of Jesus. It is strong and it is good ground. And we are committed before God to keep this ministry pure. And as our partners will tell you, particularly our longtime partners, man, we're good partners. And you're good partners. And together we can get this gospel preached all over this world. Hallelujah. Join Gloria and Kelly next week on the broadcast. I've been hearing some conversation in the background, and it's sounding good. I can tell you that right now. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. Now you can text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Text to give is available in the U.S. only. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
The mind was not created to think fear thoughts. It was not created to think hate thoughts and abusing thoughts. It was created for love and faith and joy and goodness, meekness, kindness, praise God, all of these things. You'll set your mind on these things. Glory be to God.
September 8th to 9th, get connected with Kenneth Copeland at Living Victory Anaheim at the Hilton Anaheim in Anaheim, California. September 21st through 23rd, be empowered at Word Explosion in Columbia, South Carolina, with special benefits for veterans and military personnel. October 13th through 14th, join the Copelands at the Venezuela Victory Campaign at the Palacio de Eventos de Maracaibo in Maracaibo, Venezuela. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.